Podcast. What is good? Scorpion Daily. We are back at it again. And I swear I have tried to record this 4 different times. Every time. Something's going on. Can't seem to get it down right. But we're going to get this one right. And if you're listening to this, you know I've succeeded. So anyways, beautiful Monday morning. Actually, it's not Monday. It's Tuesday because yesterday was Christmas Day. And now the world is getting back to what I hope is reality. And actually, there's not many days left until this wedding that I'm doing. That'll be fun. Just super grateful and excited for all the things to come. I was so excited last night. I couldn't even, really go to sleep. My heart was racing. It was a whole mess. But I fell asleep. Shout out melatonin. So, yeah, I've just been thinking a lot about connections, relationships, and I'm thinking mainly business, right? You know, I think a lot about relationships that are actually going to serve you. And what I mean by serve is, there's a mutual benefit going on. You guys are doing something for each other. Rather than, just wasting each other's time. So, look, I think everything is a learning lesson. I don't consider my time wasted. I'm not a big person to judge myself about my time. I am conscious of it, though. I am aware of it. And so, being aware of your time is not bad. Look, I want everyone to understand this game of life, we play it the way we want to play it. And if you feel like at a position, because look, there are positions that I'm not in, nor will I begin to understand what it all entails. But let us say you feel like you're in a position where you messed up. You've just completely made a big life mistake, whatever, right? I can't even begin to, put myself in that situation. However, let's say you're there. I still want to send encouragement because I know what is possible when you put your mind to it. And yes, it's going to be harder than most. You probably have a disadvantage. You probably do. Let's just get that out of the way. Okay, a major league disadvantage here. The odds are not in my favor. Yada, yada, yada. But, who cares, right? I could say I feel disadvantaged when in reality it's just too early. I'm not even done with the first quarter yet of my life. So if I'm not done with the first quarter of my life, then what is there to say? First quarter's not done yet. What is there to say? But yeah, if you feel like you're at a major disadvantage, I wouldn't spend too much time thinking about that. It's kind of like the wake-up call that we all need. You know, if you're on a boat, and the boat starts sinking, you don't sit there and just think about, oh man, the boat's sinking. No, you spring into action. You start getting the life jackets. You start getting the raft, you know. And so if you would do that in that situation, why wouldn't you do that in this one as well? Okay, I'm at a disadvantage. Over and done with. Next. Spring into action. I think a lot of people want to go down with a sinking ship, and it doesn't have to be that way. So, you know, get up off your ass, dust yourself off, face reality, face the facts, and it's over and done with. Next, what are we doing about it? That's what I like to hear. That's the mode that I've always been in. It's like, all right, not going great. Next, what do we do about it? Spring into action. That rapid fire action is what's going to save you. And so, yeah, I just encourage everyone. You feel like you're at a disadvantage right now? So what? You still woke up. You still have a shot. You can still make it. And if anyone made it with your disadvantage, which there are a ton of great examples, that eliminates the excuse that you may have. So anyways, that's my take on it, and yeah, I really hope it helps. Really hope it helps. I know life may not be easy. I know things can get hard. Things are difficult. But that didn't let your heroes stop them, did it? So you shouldn't let it stop you. In other news, music is going great. I've been figuring out a lot of different ways to mess with sounds and mainly getting dynamics right. Tonal balance is fine. I mean, I've just been trying to get a good demo, a good piece of music to listen to, and I think it's starting to work out. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, it's starting to pull through. I got lucky, I guess. I'm just kidding. I didn't get lucky, guys. I put in the work. I put in the hours and hours and hours of dedication into my craft. I spend an obnoxious amount of time making music. And I actually don't even think I know the full scope of how much time I spend. I mean, I just look at my music projects and they got hours upon hours of work time in them. It's just unbelievable at this point. So do yourself a favor. Make sure that you're spending as much time as you can on the thing that you want to do the most in life. And yeah, getting like clean, consistent results has also been a big confidence boost, because I think when you're doing anything creatively, there's this sort of imposter syndrome that starts to set on, and, well, it can be very soul-crushing, you know, always doubting yourself, and always coming up short. Like, I get it, like, there's a lot of adversity in that, and I've dealt with that personally. I do know that, like, it is what it is, move on. I'm a great student, and I think that's why I'm, like, able to learn things. I'm just a great student who wants to succeed more than anything. And so, there's something to be said about that. I've ran into people who are not great students, and I believe that's a direct indication of why they're not doing very well. If you're not doing well in your craft, you should probably open up your ears a whole lot more. I find that becomes the best way to learn. But yeah, it's good times. Good fun. I'm enjoying everything. Everything's going good. Gonna be productive today. Wearing the productive puffin sweater. Hashtag beef friends. It's been great. Gonna be productive and accountable today. Two big things. Two big traits to have. And actually, believe it or not, like, in terms of happiness, if we had to choose between accountability and productivity, and we're talking strictly in terms of happiness, accountability is the unlock to happiness. So even though you'd be lazy, I think that accountability would help you out a whole lot. So anyways, that's my time. I appreciate you guys. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Take care.